Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect.
Hello, hello, it's Kathy Love here. How are you? If you're listening to this, it is the very end of 2020. And boy, oh boy, what a year it's been. And aren't we all just looking forward to a little bit of a sunny break from everything coming up very, very soon for most of us here in Australia. So the year that was, hey, now there have been a ton of challenges across 2020, but there have also been an incredible bag full of opportunities as well. So every single business owner that I have the honour of serving is well aware of the challenges, but also the silver lining of those challenges and how they really potentially strengthen team, not potentially, let's take that out, how they've really strengthened systems, really strengthened teams, really kind of magnified and amplified the impact that they've been able to have as business owners with their teams, ultimately for their remarkable clients as well. So what have you kind of done by way of a debrief? Have you really looked at the positives of the year? Have you really looked at the negatives of the year? Have you really looked at the interesting facts that have fallen out of 2020? And have you really looked at the learnings and how you want to carry them forward in business in 2021? I'm absolutely sure that you have, but I'm also keen to just drop into your ears right now this notion of a debrief and how powerful that can be as a business owner, which you all are and doing a very, very good, amazing job with it as well. So let's just kind of pause on this question about 2021. Okay, so what is it that you are taking forward into 2021? You're taking all the good habits forward, but what about those kind of suboptimal habits? What are you going to do with them? Do you have good kind of awareness and visibility about one of those, about some of the less helpful, the mental habits, the behavioral habits, the business habits, the team habits? How can you kind of dig in and identify that and actually put a pause on it right now? Is this something that you even kind of think about or even discuss with your team? Love to kind of drop that thought over your way for some consideration as well. And then what about the good stuff that you want to take forward? And I guess you kind of know me well enough, hey, I'm kind of lurking around the edges of, okay, ladies and gentlemen, in the allied health business world, what are your business plans looking like for 2021? Are they kind of a mural of sticky notes on the wall? Are they kind of scrappy notes in the back of your journal? Are they sort of in a sketchbook? Are they kind of coloured? Are they kind of a little murky? Are they just thoughts at this point that are absolutely bubbling around in your head? There are so many different ways to do business planning, and some business owners love lengthy documents and details and spreadsheets and graphs. Others love it more visual and more as a poster on the wall with really good projects identified with measurable processes and outcomes as well. Some of the best plans I've seen have been on the back of an envelope. I've seen mind maps. I've seen all sorts of different ways of presenting it. So it does absolutely have to be meaningful for you as well. So one of my jobs as an allied health business coach is to help business owners plan the year ahead, okay? Every single day of the year is always the best day to be planning what is coming up in the future as well. And just because 2020 has been, let's just say hectic, is really not quite a reason to fall back and think, oh my gosh, I need to take a rest. I'll just kind of freshen up over Christmas, New Year. I'll get to it in January. I suspect that some of you listening, that may be your default. And I can say that because that certainly used to be my default business way back when I had my private practice. So many things got left to January. I'll do it in January. I'll do it in January. I'll do it in the holidays. And the thing is, I think we all kind of know what happens. They don't always get started. And if they do get started, they don't always get finished, because what happens is you end up back in the business crazy, organizing clients, organizing team, organizing resources and premises and rooms and referrers, and you hear me waving my arms around. Absolutely, the crazy starts again way before you are potentially ready for it. Okay, so I really want kind of December, January to be real circuit breakers for you in the business planning stakes. I absolutely wish for you to start 2021 with a really solid business plan in place. Yes, it will change. The very nature of business plans is that they are flexible around the edges. And a really good plan should be used and printed and documented and measured against and reflected on and altered in the best possible ways. It does not have to be a poured in concrete document for business owners out there as well. So this year, more than ever before, on the back of 2020, there's so much good stuff to bring forward. There's so much crap to just kind of leave and to quit. And to start 2021, really understanding what the keys to business success are. And this is exactly why we are running a pop-up webinar. It is our last web event for 2020, and it is on Thursday the 17th of December at 7 p.m. Turning 21, keys to accelerating business success. Okay, so yes, this could most definitely be a four-day retreat, but it is going to be a very, very practical and pacey web event so that you can start to get your business planning juices running. Okay, we're going to be picking just a few big core gold nuggets for you. We're not going to be doing the whole business planning scenario, but just pulling out some of the super special bits. We're going to be having a look at how you optimize your business systems for success as well. And so this is about your creating your business recipe book. This is about continuously updating the systems so that they're current and effective, and to also manage your team compliance to those glorious systems that you have been created. I'm thinking as you are hearing that, you are booking in and registering right away. Every single business owner I know wants awesome systems, but even more awesome compliance to said mentioned systems. We're also going to be having a look at elevating people. People, your team are just the most remarkable asset that you have to achieve your business success. So we're going to be talking about how it can be really helpful to have not just a clinical focus with your wonderful people, but to also very much have a customer service focus as well. We're also going to be talking about individual career paths and your recruitment and retention planning as well. That stuff does not happen by magic. There is a ton of know-how and wisdom sitting behind recruiting and retention. As you all know, so many of you have been to our webinars in the last couple of months on recruitment, retention, and the like. We're also going to be having a look at the numbers. Got to say, every single business plan needs to have some numbers. Some lovable numbers are absolutely one of your biggest, shiniest keys to 2021 business success. So we are going to be talking about financial budgets and sales forecasting, but we're going to make it super understandable and super doable. So do not be put off by the fact that there will be numbers in our conversation together on the 17th of December. We're also going to be talking about what numbers you need to be measuring. Obviously, financial ones, we'll kind of chocolate coat that so that they're very palatable for you, but we're not going to avoid reality either. We're going to be having a think about the team performance numbers, and we're going to think about how valuable having a business dashboard will be for you and your crew and your 2021 business success as well. So today's the absolute best day to be booking in for this web event to get a little bit of motivation, hey, a little bit of structure for how to really either ice up and get the cherry on the top of the business plan you've already been working on. And if you're not quite at that bit, then absolutely make sure you join us so that you get a really good kickstart into a really remarkable year ahead as well. So join us Thursday the 17th of December at 7 p.m. and that is Melbourne time. We're going to be talking about lovable numbers for business success, optimizing systems for business success, elevating people for business success next year in 2021. We will see you all then.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Private Practice Made Perfect podcast is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network.